iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. My name's Tony Patty and today I welcome a very, very special guest here today whose name is Katya Patel. She started to practice yoga and Ayurveda 25 years ago and with ongoing studies with Sri Balaji Tambe. Now, she started teaching yoga full-time since the year 2000. Additional training in pregnancy yoga, restorative yoga and pranayama as well. Ayurvedic full-body massage training in 2007 together with pregnancy massage training as well. And if that wasn't enough, she also went on to teach yoga as well with tutor training, offering yoga teacher training to people as well. Ayurveda, diet and lifestyle consultant is what she does, and she's also trained with Dr. Deepa Apte in London as well. And this is where we welcome Katya onto the iWellness Show right here on iGlobal Radio. Katya, a very warm welcome to you and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So tell us all about Zest for Yoga. What's it all about?
Well, it is a yoga business that I started when I came here to London, and under which I'm practicing and offering the different services that you mentioned since the beginning of 2000.
You founded this in 2000 to support what we understand is to support women through all phases of their lives. Tell us a little bit about that. Give us the background. What made you start that?
First of all, because I'm a woman, so I do know what needs they have, and the different phases that women go through, pregnancy, trying to conceive, postnatal, then menstrual cycle. You know, there are lots of opportunities where issues can arise, menopause. So I've always had a keen interest in helping women, because the Western medicine here, lots of issues that are around menstruation, for example, or conception, they are just, that's just the way it is. However, in yoga and Ayurveda, we have different ways how we can help women through posture work, through asana, and pranayama as well, and in Ayurveda through different herbs or lifestyle changes.
Katya, do you find it, through your work that you've done, do you find that it's sometimes difficult for people and women, especially whom we're referring to here in our conversation, find it difficult to communicate and talk about these things in life? Because you've mentioned some very important lifestyle changes that women go through, but often it's a taboo subject. They don't want to talk about it through embarrassment or don't want to make it public to the nearest and dearest and loved ones and friends and relatives. Is it a difficult thing and subject to discuss?
It can be. I would say yes, because it is something very personal and very intimate. And often it is easier to speak to someone who is not related, or, you know, a stranger, so to speak, you know. It is often easier to talk to a person who is not within the family and friend circle. Yeah, there's a lot of stigma around it still, and there is a lot of embarrassment also for women. But once they open up and they also then see, you know, that others experiencing the same, then I think it can be very helpful for them to see that they are not the only one, and that it is okay, and that it's also, you know, they don't need to continue suffering, because they can try something to maybe help them with that.
We are talking to Katya Patel today, who runs an organization called Zest for Yoga. We're going to be talking about pregnancy and postnatal yoga and massages as well, regular yoga sessions, workshops on yoga, including cooking, women's health, pregnancy and postnatal support, as well as yoga teacher training as well. So stay with us.
iGlobal brings you the Great Big Indian Wellness Show, the biggest and best wellness and health show for the British Indian community. From yoga and meditation to healthy eating masterclasses and much, much more. Register for free now at iGlobalNews.com.
So, Katya, you told us about the many different things that you do and where you can actually help women through various phases of their lives. Let's talk about pregnancy and postnatal yoga and massages as well. Where does that fit in people's lifestyles?
Well, it fits in those phases to start off with, because it is very important in pregnancy. It is very important for women that they look after their body. Body goes through tremendous changes, and for the body, it is quite a lot of work being pregnant and growing a child and getting it ready, giving birth to the baby as well. So yoga helps with preparing the body, strengthening the body, but also creating some space, you know, through the hips, the pelvis. It works a lot through the breathing. We work a lot on worries and anxiety that can easily develop throughout pregnancy, and which is also a great tool for giving birth. The breath is something, however the birth looks like, the breath is something that a woman can draw from and focus on, and it has been always very helpful for women. So they all feedback that the breath is really the most helpful tool that they have. And postnatally, you know, the postnatal time is a very challenging time as well, because then the body has quite a big imbalance. So the baby is gone, but the facilities are still there, you know, in that shape and form as with a baby. So there are imbalances in Ayurveda. There's a big Vata imbalance that needs to be addressed, and that can lead also to mood swings, you know, that can lead to digestive issues, and the time there, it is all about looking after the mother, so that the mother is gathering strength and getting back on her feet, and the body gets back and she's healthy, so she can look after the baby. And for that, it is different food, it is massages as well, helping the body to get back, balancing the imbalances, and the posture work that comes in later then after 6-10 weeks obviously helps to strengthen the body.
So with Zest for Yoga, an organization that you own run, it's not just the physical attributes that you're looking at the human body. Well, you're also looking at the mental attitude and the mental Absolutely. Well-being of people as well, which is so very important,
yes.
Isn't it?
It is, yes. And it is, you know, it is quite difficult to be with a small baby. Maybe they're on their own. You're unsure. It might be your first one. You're unsure of how to, you know, how to handle them and if you do any damage or not. So mental issues, they are, or mental imbalances, doesn't need to be issues, but just, you know, feeling low, feeling uncertain, feeling alone, feeling unsupported, that can lead to, you know, them just not enjoying the time and feeling on their own too much.
We're talking to Katya Patel, who runs an organization called Zest for Yoga. If you're into yoga sessions or would like to get into them, we're about to find out and learn all about that right here.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
Katja, we spoke about pregnancy, postnatal yoga and massages as well, and also exercising the human mind into acceptance and being comfortable with the different phases that women go through in particular. What about yoga sessions themselves? Should they be daily, weekly, monthly? How regular should yoga sessions take place?
Well, yoga works on consistency. That's the first one. The more often you can practice, and it is not about the duration, it is really the frequency. So a daily short practice is more beneficial than a weekly long practice. So the more often, the better.
So the saying, do little and often. So yeah,
do little and often, attend as many sessions as you can. And if some are happy to maybe attend one long session throughout on a weekly basis, but have maybe shorter videos, or if they are happy with that, or someone to offer shorter sessions, or being happy to practice on their own, that's even better. To do that on a daily basis, that really brings the best results.
Do you need a certain discipline or a routine? How do you go about starting a yoga session? I would think to myself, well, I'd like to do yoga, but I don't know how to go about it. I don't know how to start, or I don't have any mentors or teachers to teach me how to start. So what's the initial stage in the thought process that one should go through and think about?
I would say first is research, if there's anything in the area. And there are so many yoga sessions about. So I'm sure someone will find something in their fairly near to them, and in the time, you know, in the morning or lunchtime or the evening, whenever it is suitable. But if there is nothing of that, you know, if you think you want to start something but not too sure how, you can always start working with the breath. So there's, you know, if nothing is available, then focusing on a deep breathing, having maybe in the morning 5 minutes, in the evening 5 minutes, to focus on that, that helps a lot. I'm not a big fan to start with videos if no one can see. You know, lots of people they go to YouTube and follow different teachers, which is great if they have an understanding of yoga. But if someone is completely new, then it is best to really work with someone who can see them, because the body doesn't necessarily tell you where adjustment needs to be done, or, you know, if that's the correct way to enter or exit, or if that's the right pace for someone. And it is more beneficial to work with a teacher directly, which can be, you know, if needed, also online. But at least there is some visual, and there's some feedback of where people are and how they're doing things.
And having a proper coach. Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely, yes.
We're talking to Katja Patel, who runs A Zest for Yoga. And if yoga is something you'd like to practice and get into and learn more about, do stay with us right here on the iWellness Show.
The Great Big Indian Wellness Show, brought to you by iGlobal, the biggest ever wellness and health show for the British Indian community. Don't miss out. Register now at iGlobalNews.com.
As far as workshops on yoga are concerned, you talked about having yoga sessions and doing little but often. Are there any workshops on yoga? And what about Ayurveda, which is a subject which is very close to people's hearts these days, for seasonal lifestyles? What about cooking, women's health, pregnancy and postnatal support? I don't expect you to answer all of those in one go, of course. but let's talk about having workshops on yoga, apart from what you've already told us as well, including Ayurveda as well.
Yes. Well, workshops are good. They allow students to either tap into something, to get it to know. So if someone, like you said earlier, you know, someone wants to start but doesn't know exactly what, you might find a taster, a workshop for beginners, who then where you can get explained, you know, what yoga is, and get just a feel for it, or the ones who have practiced and studied already a little longer, they might want to go into particular areas, so pranayama, for example, workshops with that, or furthering postures, maybe tackling some more difficult and complex postures that don't feature necessarily in a regular class. With Ayurveda works very well in a seasonal rhythm. So every time the season changes, the lifestyle changes, the food that we should eat ideally, that changes. So to tap into that, to get more information about that, to learn how to cook that food, for that workshops are really, they're great, you know. Then it is a bit more relaxed way to approach the subject, and you can ask more questions, and you learn something that maybe you don't hear in your regular class.
Our lifestyles have changed. Seasons have changed. We've had the COVID virus, which has been taken the world by storm. And in terms of Ayurveda, seasonal lifestyles and cooking, how do we need to change and transform our lifestyles, given the extra pressures which are put on us in our current lifestyle and day that we're living in now, right now?
Every season has particular qualities to it. For example, now we are in the summer. It's supposed to be hot, but we in London, at least, it's not hot.
Supposed to be.
And the sun is in the atmosphere.
Yes.
And so the quality of the atmosphere around us changes. And the food that, so in the summer, we tend to have more lighter food, which is naturally the tendency. Our digestive system is not so strong because the body is busy with keeping everything cool. And for that, we need something lighter, but we also then need to have more bitter taste. So greens are good. So leafy greens, soups are good. Easy to digest. My favorite is mung dal. I know it's all in the Indian community. It's more like if you're ill, but you know, the yellow split mung dal. But it is really easy to digest, and it is good. It cools the body. So looking for food and that is cooling. You know, cucumbers are cooling. Coriander is cooling, and to eat more of those. And also then in the summer, not to exert yourself too much. In the summer, people tend to go out and like to sit out and maybe have a glass of wine or something or beer to refresh. But in the summer, according to Ayurveda, it's not really the time for that because it creates more heat and acidity in the body, which is the natural quality of this time already. You know, the heat brings acidity. So to see, you know, how to arrange that we can enjoy the life, but also at the same time, you know, stay mindful of what actually is good for us to do, and that's important. You know,
we touched,
and that changes in the
yes.
From the summer to the autumn to the winter to the spring.
We touched on this subject earlier, and I just wanted to talk about lifestyle changes for pregnancy and postnatal support that you give to women. And given what we've just spoken about a moment ago, how can women help themselves?
Well, what is good is always to connect to other women. That's a good start. There are lots of organizations that women like to connect to, that's a good start. Pregnancy yoga sessions, they are also very good because then they are with the like-minded. Then women, you know, when they are amongst each other, they talk, they hear, or someone has this and this issue, lower back or heartburn, and then or some aches and pains, and they recognize that in themselves, so they feel more reassured. Same postnatal, you know, when they meet others, they feel more reassured. They see other babies, they see other women might have the same issues and struggle that might be there. and or the babies react in a similar way where a woman on her own is unsure of, you know, what we spoke about earlier. And so these are often good ways to connect. But it's also good, you know, to accept support either from, you know, family and friends, if that's available, so that they are, especially in the early stages, you know, that they maybe have someone who can look after the baby for a moment, that maybe they have someone who can cook something for them, but until they find really their feet with a small baby and the day-to-day life, who can go shopping, you know, these smaller things. It is really about community here, that supports the mother and the baby.
We're talking to Kancha Patel, who runs an organization called Zest for Yoga.
iGlobal brings you the Great Big Indian Wellness Show, the biggest and best wellness and health show for the British Indian community. From yoga and meditation to healthy eating masterclasses and much, much more. Register for free now at iglobalnews.com.
Kancha, tell us about teacher training, yoga teacher training, because it's something that you do as a yoga teacher, and it's something that you teach people. So tell us a little bit about that here, briefly, if you wouldn't mind.
People like to progress, and someone comes to yoga class and they love it and they stay there for years and years and years, and they are very passionate about it. Then they come to a point where they might think, I would like to share that, but they don't know exactly how, because yoga is quite a complex, it's a science, and it's quite a complex science. So it looks quite easy from the outside, but you need to know the body, you need to know the anatomy, you need to study the postures, how to get people into it, how to get them out of it, how to adapt for people who might have hip issues, shoulder issues, you know, back issues, anything, tightness in different areas. So some people, they can do a version of a full posture, of a full asana. So you need to learn how to do that, you know, how to teach it to people. And for that, teacher training is excellent and a way to learn more about it, and also a way to then transition from someone who loves yoga to someone who loves sharing yoga and teaching yoga.
And what are the benefits of that at the end of the day?
Oh, at the end of the day, you have a whole new career that you can you know, tend to. You can, lots of people who do teacher training, yoga teacher training, they see it as either reduce their job that they have at the moment to a part-time and take that at the other part, or hopefully maybe to come into that as a full-time yoga teacher.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iglobalnews.com. iglobalnews.com.
Kancha Patel, you are the owner, also the person behind the company called Zest for Yoga. If people want to get in touch with you and find out more about what you do in terms of Zest for Yoga and find out more, is there a website, and what's the call to action if they want to find out more about what you do to help people?
Yes, so there's the website called zestforyoga.com. So that's a good starting point, but they can also find me under the same name on Instagram and on Facebook.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iglobalnews.com. iGlobalnews.com.